This is Darren Collins from Stellar Attraction Progressive Rock Internet Radio. Very privileged and delighted to have on the telephone today the author and musician whose CD Sky Club is out now, Mr. Mac Maloney.
It's good to be with you today.
Hi, Mac. Thanks for being on the line with us. Well, first of all, a lot of our listeners, I'm sure, will be aware of some tracks from your album, as it's been on the Stellar Attraction programming for a few months now, from the wonderful album Sky Club. What I'd like to ask you, first of all, is about the actual story, which comes wonderfully illustrated with the CD, and tells a wonderfully sort of futuristic. Well, please, you tell me all about it.
Well, we had come up with an idea a couple of years ago, myself and Mark Poulin, who is really kind of the driving force behind the musically behind the CD, and we wanted to see if it was possible to do a soundtrack for a book. As you know, I'm an author in my real life, and I listen to music through headphones a lot of the time while I'm writing. And it just came to me one day that, movies have soundtracks and TV shows have soundtracks. What would it be like to do a soundtrack for a book? So Mark and I talked about this, and we realized that for a book it would probably be, you know, a huge project, or it would be a huge project. But then we said, well, how about for a short story? And we thought about that for a while, and then just one night I happened to be, browsing on the internet for something, and I came upon the story about Otzi, who was the man that they found encased in ice up in the Alps about 10 years ago.
Oh, yes, yeah.
And they had found with him, he was still wearing his clothes. He had his bow and arrow with him, and they learned so much about how people lived 5,000 years ago just by the things that he had with him. And that kind of led to this idea that maybe there would be a space traveler who was stranded on a planet, and the only thing he really had with him was his iPod. And the songs on the iPod that he listened to for as long as he was stranded on this planet, until he died, are the songs that we actually recorded for the CD.
Like I say, I mean, one thing, it's still, even in the smaller format these days, it would have made a wonderful sort of LP, I suppose. I'm sort of harking back now a little to the golden age of gatefold albums, but it's just so impressive, even in the sort of CD booklet format, the artwork and so on. It's a guy, Dominic, I think his name was, surname?
Mike Dominic was the artist. He's an artist from Nova Scotia. And he and I had known each other, and when we brought the idea to him, he kind of got it right away. And what we wanted really to do was, because the whole project, including the music and the booklet, has that kind of 1950s space opera feel to it. So what we did was Mike and I went over, and we actually got a CD that had 5,000 covers of science fiction magazines and books from the 30s, 40s, and 50s. Mm-hmm. And we just continually went through them and absorbed all this. And then finally we came up with the, I think that there's 16 separate images, what they should look like and how they should tell the story of this space traveler who's deserted on the planet. And then from there, Mike really kind of ran with it. And everybody really loves that little booklet that comes with the CD. And I have to say hats off to Rob Ayling, who was the owner of Voice Print Records, now Gonzo Records. But, these types of things, they don't come in CDs that much anymore.
That's exactly the point that I was trying to make, I suppose.
He insisted on it. And in fact, originally what was going to happen was we were going to just release the CD and we were going to have the story on a website, which it is on our website. But he said, no, he insisted on, let's put this, as he put it, let's put this little comic book in there. And people just love it, and really, I think it really adds to the overall package.
Totally, totally does. I mean, it really does. I mean, like you say, it would have worked, I'm sure, as a standalone CD without the story, but it really does complete it. Like you say, I mean, there's so many pages, and it I suppose it is like an illustrated graphic short story, really.
Mm-hmm. Yep, a short science fiction story,
Okay, and moving on now to first of all, before we talk about the actual tracks that are recorded for the album, the musicians involved, Rich Kennedy and Mark Pullin, how long have you been working with them before? I mean, is it something these guys you've known for a while, or how did they get involved in the project with you?
Well, I've known Mark Pullin for many years. We grew up, we live in the same town, and Mark is... has been in a number of bands. In fact, previous to this, he played John Lennon in a Beatlemania band. And
okay.
He's just an outstanding musician. He's the best musician I know, and I know a lot of musicians. And he's a great guitar player. He plays about 80% of the guitar on the CD. He plays all the bass. He does all the drums, and he also does all the vocals, and including the harmony vocals, and he helped co-produce the CD. So he's really the musical genius behind this, and I don't use that word lightly. I could never have done it without him, and the fact that we're good friends, you know, it made it even more enjoyable. And then Rich Kennedy is also a great guitar player. His guitar playing is different from Mark's in that Rich's is kind of in the Eric Clapton, Jimi Hendrix type guitar playing, and he just happens to be my wife's brother. As soon as we came up with the idea of this telling a short science fiction story through music, I knew that he would be someone who would really like to get involved. So he lives down in Miami, but he flew up and added his tracks and helped us also with the production. And so they were the two main guys that that I worked with putting it together. And then the other two people we worked with was Amity Castanel, who plays saxophone. CD, and originally we never thought that there'd be any, brass or horns on the CD.
Okay.
But we were in the studio doing the demo tracks, and I just happened to put a synth part that sounded like a saxophone in one of them, and the engineer said, "Hey, if you wanted to put a real saxophone on there, I know someone who would do it." But a week later, in walks Amity Castanel, and it turns out that he had just got off the road with Paul McCartney. He's part of Elvis Costello's band. He's played with Paul Simon, the Eagles, Bonnie Raitt, Fats Domino. He has a list a mile long of people that he's played with, and he's just this
outstanding
sax player. And a really funny guy to be around, too. He's from New Orleans, and he's just an interesting guy, and he was just someone who just came in, and he would just hear the track and just play, and it really came from his soul. And I mean, we're from Boston. We're from Boston. I don't want to say this in any derogatory way,
no,
but you know, we're the whitest guys
it.
In the world. we're just white guys. And Amity just brought this extra element to the CD that we just didn't expect, and when he came on board, it really went up to another level. It really did. And then the fifth person is Chris Billius, who was a producer at Bristol Studios in Boston, also a great piano player, and he added that piano to about half a dozen of the songs, and when we wrapped up that whole big package, it just came out really, really well.
Wow, that's a fantastic story about the musicians. Great stuff. So the CD was actually recorded in Boston, yeah? I mean,
yes,
you mentioned it. Okay. So now moving on to the actual songs, I mean, there's a mixture. I'm trying to think off the top of my head. They're mostly cover versions of songs by a whole array of artists, Mike and the Mechanics, The Who, which one? I think it's Star Surfing 1962. That's an original composition, I believe.
Mm-hmm. That's there's two new compositions on the CD. Star Surfing 1962 is one that we came up with in the studio, and then there's also a song called Cross My Heart that was co-written with Steve Nardelli of The Sin.
Oh, yes, of course,
and,
yeah.
And then the rest of the songs were cover songs, songs that we thought would, if we put them in the right order, would tell the story of what the deserted space traveler was going through. And these are the songs that, that just the way their lyrics run, and once again how we put them in order, we envisioned that these would be the songs that he would listen to during all these years that he was alone.